إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, third da'wah tip is to monitor your heart, because at the end of the day, the heart is the receiver of all goodness. The heart is the organ of sensitivity, of perception, of understanding, and therefore it is very important to monitor the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the heart where he said, إِلَّا مَنَتَ اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when neither wealth nor children nor family nor tribe will benefit, the only person who will be benefited on that day is the person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with qalbun salim, with a heart that is full of sakina, full of tawakkul, full of tranquility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the heart again where he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Three conditions of the healthy heart: a heart that is responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu's name, and which shivers and which responds to the awe and majesty of his name, and which in which the iman increases when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before that person. So when the heart hears the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tilawat of the Quran, when he sees the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation, it affects the heart and raises the iman and fills it with energy. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And as a result of this, the heart has faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, has tawakkul on Allah, has complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, does not look for help from anyone other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned again the heart with respect to its sickness, and the most evil of that is the sickness of hypocrisy, of nifaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Not the marad is not in the akhl, it's in the heart. It's not in the jasad, not in the jism, it's in the heart. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. اللهم الله سبحانه وتعالى اللهم احفظنا من هذا المرض. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this disease of nifaq. So we need to monitor, the person who wants to do da'wah must monitor his or her own heart and see, what is the state of my heart? Is it responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it open to the greatness and glory and majesty of Allah? Is it responsive to that? Is it responsive to the ayat of the Quran? Is it full of tawakkul? Or does it have sicknesses? Is it full of or even traces of nifaq, of kibr? Number one thing to be careful about and seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from is kibr, is pride and arrogance. Does the heart have that? Is the heart full of hatred? Is the heart full of envy and jealousy? And all the negative emotions of despair, of depression? What is the situation of the heart? So they're very important to monitor the heart. Is the heart soft? Another one to monitor in terms of heart, is it soft? Abu Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu said that these sign of the softness of the heart are the tears in the eyes. So do we get tears in the eyes for the love and glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we think about Allah, when we worship Allah, when we recite His kalam, do the eyes fill up with tears? Does it happen? And the sincerity of that, I mean, are the eyes filling up with tears because people are watching, or are they filling up with tears genuinely for the glory and love and majesty of Allah? And the only way, and the only person who will know that is yourself. And the only way you will know that is to check if that happens when there is nobody. And inshallah, then there is sincerity. Is the heart full of sakina? Is it full of tranquility and peace and harmony? Or the opposite of that, of strife, of confusion, of all kinds of turmoil? Is the heart full of tawakkul ala Allah? The tawakkul of the heart is the tawheed of the heart. Tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. Like the tawheed of the body is la ilaha illallah, tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. That we have reliance on no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, Iyyaka nasta'in. We have, oh Allah, we ask help only from you, because we don't look towards anybody. So even the heart must not have a desire for what somebody else has. Even the heart must not have a hope for help in anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This does not mean that you don't make the effort. You make the effort, you do whatever you need to do in order to succeed in this world. But you do that purely because that is the method which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to follow. Use the asbab of the dunya without reliance on the asbab. You're not saying that this is going to save me. You're not saying that I need this person or this money or influence will help me or will save me. And the test of that is to see what you do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's duty comes before you. At a time when you are engaged with this dunyavi, with this worldly means, seeking aid in your project. So for example, if you have this meeting with this person that you believe is going to help you and fund your project, and at that time it is time for salah, what do you do? Do you delay your salah, or do you delay the meeting? Do you say, I have to go and pray, and you pray and come? What do you do? When the means comes before you, and this means involves some haram interest or some other form of haram, do you reject it because of the haram, or do you continue with it? Right? Today we see a lot of concern for eating good food, meaning that it should be organic, must be free from antibiotics and free from pesticides and so on and so forth. And people are willing to pay a premium for those kinds of foods, those kinds of meats, those kinds of vegetables. People are willing to pay a premium for that because they say, no, I'm concerned about my health. So therefore, I want to make sure that I eat good stuff and I feed good stuff to my children, because otherwise their bodies will be affected. But do we have the same concern to ensure that that stuff which we are eating is also halal? You look for the meat which is organically grown. You look for animals which have been humanely slaughtered. You look for animals which have been raised without recourse to pesticides and antibiotics and so on in the meat. You do for all that. Alhamdulillah, nothing wrong with that. Good, you should do all of that. But do you also see, was this animal slaughtered according to the way that we have been told is that we know is halal, which is zabiha? Has the meat been slaughtered properly with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recited on it? Or is it factory slaughtered? Is it machine slaughtered, which is not halal? Even though it might be organically grown, even though it might be free from pesticides and so on and so forth, but it is haram, it is not halal. We are concerned about the welfare of our body, and we should be concerned about the welfare of our body, but are we equally concerned about the welfare of our hearts? Are we equally concerned about the welfare of our ruh, of our spirit? How do you expect your ibadah to be accepted if you are eating haram meat? How do you expect your ibadah to be accepted, your dua to be accepted if you are eating haram, no matter that the haram was organically grown? the whether it was organic or not organic is not a consideration in Islam. It, whether you eat those antibiotics or you don't eat those antibiotics, you are going to die on the day that has been destined for you. You might live happily until that particular day, or because you are eating contaminated food, your health will be affected. So obviously you should not eat contaminated food. You must make sure that the food is not contaminated. But at the same time, what about your spiritual health? What about your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about the life of the hereafter, which is never going to end? What will happen to that life if you are eating and you are bringing up your children on haram food, on doubtful chickens and doubtful meat and doubtful stuff which you which at best is doubtful. Frankly, there is no doubt. I mean, if it is machine slaughtered, if it is not hand slaughtered, if the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been taken on it, then we know that it is not halal. Then how and why do we eat it, right? So seriously, ask yourself this question. Stop fooling yourself, my brothers and sisters. Stop fooling yourself. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. It's very, very sad that we listen to all of this, but we still continue to do, you know, what we do. And even it's not as if you will die if you don't eat a chicken that you are not sure of the way it was slaughtered, or a piece of meat that you are not sure of. It's not as if you're going to die in that situation. But still, we eat it. It's just pure desire, not anything else. So very, very important to monitor the heart. And then, of course, if not, meaning that if you find that your heart is hard, not responsive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is full of sickness and so on and so forth. If not, then what do you need to do to get it to the desired state? So what must you do? First of all, ensure that you eat halal, because nothing good comes out of haram. And then increase your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase your tawbah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure your heart, because that is the cure is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what steps do you need to take in order to ensure that your heart becomes healthy, becomes free of sickness? And in that context, what is likely to help you to do that, and what is likely to hinder you from achieving what you want to achieve, which is the health of your heart? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do what is pleasing to Him, and to help us in every way in order to achieve that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.